We also have a different arbitration provision. Of course, if I were you, I'm not. But if I were you, and I'm not, I would say, why don't you delete that arbitration clause? And a lot of people do. As a matter of fact, it will be deleted if you ask. This is unlike other financial institutions where you can ask and you can plead, and it probably won't be deleted. So that's something to keep in mind that makes you happy about title insurance, really. You can delete arbitration. We also have, by the way, a different provision relating to taking action. That's condition 3 in the conditions of the owners and loan policy, requiring us to take certain actions, and we'll go over that as time permits. We have covered risk 2, which deals with defects in title. And this list is not exhaustive. It's exhausting. It's not exhaustive. It's illustrative. And it provides some of the examples of items that are considered to be defects. It is not intended to provide all of them. And for example, if you look at covered risk 2A3 and 2A4, you will see that we deal with electronic transactions and notaries and notarization. My view is just my view. I don't speak for Stuart. I rarely do. I don't speak for Stuart. I don't speak for the ALTA. I have no authority nowhere. It's a sad life. But my view is that this covers any issues relating to remote online notaries. And certainly there are other reasons why that's true, because of issues of coverage of recordation and defects in title otherwise.